nasty reversal of the laws of human nature," said the traveller. "And for the sake of God's working world and its wholesomeness, both moral and physical, I would put the thing on the treadmill, if I had my way, wherever I found it, whether on a pillar or in a hole, whether on Tom Tiddler's ground or the Pope of Rome's ground, or a Hindu fakir's ground, or any other ground."
"I don't know about putting Mr. Mopes on the treadmill," said the landlord, shaking his head very seriously. "There ain't a doubt but what he has got landed property. How far may it be to this said Tom Tiddler's ground?" asked the traveller.
"Put it at 5 mile," returned the landlord.
"Well, when I have done my breakfast," said the traveller, "I'll go there. I came over here this morning to find it out and see it."
"Many does," observed the landlord.
The conversation passed. In the midsummer weather of no remote year of grace, down among the pleasant dales and trout streams of a green English county, no matter what county. Enough that you may hunt there,